CQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, signal, your location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG2 portion. Tonight we'll start off with the pre-net check-ins, then we'll go into EchoLink stations, then brand new amateur radio operators, and then we'll proceed on to the RF section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. So starting with the pre-net check-ins, we have K4XMR, that's Mel and Prosperity. We have W4FCM, that's Fred, bringing with him in for IEI, that's Miss Isla, they're in Traveler's Rest. We have KO4ZEW, that's Ben in Simpsonville. AA4GH, that's Gus, who is back home in Punta Gorda, Florida. KI4LZI, that's Andy in Table Rock. KG4QLQ, that's Linda, being brought by KG4PFI, that's Don there in Piedmont. WU2T, that's Rusty, who is in St. Augustine, Florida. KM4RJN, that's John in Brown Summit, North Carolina. KM4UTF, that's Jonathan in Liberty, South Carolina. And that is all we have on the pre-net check-ins. We do appreciate everybody that used the pre-net check-in capability. That is what it is there for, so we appreciate you using it. We do have quite a few EchoLink stations, so we're going to give the EchoLink stations the opportunity to check in at this time. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Yankee Hotel Yankee. It's Jim in Berea. Negative and negative.
W4DJW, please check in Kilo Mike 4, Lima Whiskey Hotel, KM4LWH, Craig over in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and on the net, 73.
W4DJW, this is KT4YYR. My name is Michael. I'm in Greenville. Negative, negative.
Okay, that is a good group of EchoLink stations checking in this evening. Next, I'd like to recognize KO4YHY. That's Jim, and Jim is in Berea. Good to have you with us tonight, Jim. Appreciate you checking in. And KM4LWH, that's Craig in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Craig. Thank you for being with us this evening. KQ4YYR. That's Michael in Greenville. And Michael, this is the first time I believe you checked in with me. Just letting you know that we are here every single night of the week, 365 days of the year. And appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. And just letting you know that we'll be here all the time. And welcome to amateur radio. I think that's a new call. That's the first time you checked in with me. So welcome to amateur radio. And then the last, but not, well, we do have one other that joined up. We do have Carl WH6ANH, Whiskey Hotel 6, Alpha November Hotel. That's Carl in Denver, Colorado. Good to have you with us tonight, Carl. And we do have one other EchoLink station that just logged in, so we're going to give that last EchoLink station an opportunity to check in. EchoLink station is only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. This is Kilo Mike 4 UTF in Liberty. No and no.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize KM4 UTF. That's Jonathan in Liberty. Good to have you with us tonight, Jonathan. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. That's quite a few EchoLink stations. We got them all racked up over there. good show, good turnout for EchoLink this evening. Now, do we have any brand new amateur radio operators who have never checked into a net before and are not quite sure of the protocol but would like to check into the net? This is your opportunity. All you have to do is key up the mic, wait about a second, and then throw your call sign out there, and then unkey the mic, and I'll do the rest. Brand new amateur radio operators only that have never checked into a net before, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like we don't have any brand new amateur radio operators tonight, but we'll keep trying. We have one last week, so maybe we'll have one again tomorrow night. Let's see, now that brings us to the RF section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. And we start off on Friday night with Uniform through Zulu. So stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with a U through a Z would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
JW. Hello to you and Miss Amy, everyone on the net. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. Shane at home in Cleveland tonight. No traffic, no table. Thank you for calling the net.
4DJW. Please check in Kilo Mike 4, Yankee Mike Victor. This is Kevin down in Henry, South Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative this evening.
Okay, next one I'd like to recognize N4ZLK. That's Shane at home in Cleveland this evening. Good to have you as nice, Shane. Hope you're getting some much-needed rest. Hope you're looking forward to a wonderful weekend. And KM4YMV, that's Kevin from NRE. Sounding good from NRE this evening, Kevin. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in. Do we have any other stations in the Uniform through Zulu group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Quebec 4, Whiskey, Lima, Bravo. That's KQ4WLB. And this is Roger and Travers Rest, and I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, Nick, I'd like to recognize KQ4 Whiskey Lima Bravo, WLB. That's Roger in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. Good to have you this night, Roger. You sounded good. Do appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. One last call, Uniform through Zulu. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Mr. X-Ray Zulu. That's KQ4BXZ, Matthew at Lake Hartwell. I'm negative and negative.
Okay, Negatron, I'd like to recognize KQ4 Victor X-Ray Zulu, VXZ. That's Matthew at Lake Hartwell. Sounding good from Lake Hartwell. Usually that's kind of a hard trip to make, but sounding good from there tonight, Matthew. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Okay, let's go ahead and move it on up to the Alpha through Delta group. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an A through a D and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Dave, please check in Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar Lorena. We're both in Piedmont and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's in Ware Shoals, and she'll also be negative and negative. 73s to you and all on the net.
November 4, Alpha, Kilo, Glenn, Sunset, South Carolina. And Dave, congratulations to your new ham and Traveler's Rest there. Roger, KQ4WLB. Back to net control, N4AK, negative and negative.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KK4DMW, that is Rick, bringing with him KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena. And they are in Piedmont. Good to have you as night, Rick. Tell Miss Lorena we said hello. And via telephone relay, KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle, and she is in Ware Shoals. Rick, tell Miss Michelle we said hello as well. Appreciate you guys checking in this evening. And then an old friend of mine, N4AK, that's Glenn in Sunset, South Carolina. Good to have you as night, Glenn. And yes, we need to welcome those new amateur radio operators when they get here and give them all the help that they deserve. We need new blood coming into amateur radio as often and as early as we can get it. So appreciate you being there tonight, Glenn. Hope you're going to have a great weekend coming up ahead. Any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
JW. Hey, Dave, Miss Amy and Annette, thanks for calling Annette, Dave. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Amy and all on the net.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize our Wednesday night Net Control operator and all things SwapNet, KI4DOS, Gary. This ring with him, K3JOY, that's Miss Joy. And they are in Easley. And Gary, do tell Miss Joy we said hello and hope you and Joy have a thick weekend ahead. Do appreciate you checking in this evening. One last call, Alpha through Delta. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we have an Echolink station. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW, please check in. Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey November Papa, landing via Echolink. Liberty, in and out.
Okay, Net Control would like to recognize KG4WNP. That's Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey November Papa. That's Landon. He is in Liberty this evening. Good to have you this night, Landon. Hope you're all's going well with you and hope you're looking forward to a wonderful weekend. Go ahead now and move it on up to the Echo Through Hotel Group. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an E through an H and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
On the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4 HKX, that's Patrick. I'm at home in Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic tonight, Dave. Thanks for calling the net, sir.
DJW4
HXB Earl and Travis Ritz, I'll be monitoring.
DJW. Hey, please check in Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Kenner, North Carolina. I will be negative, negative night, Dave. Thanks.
4 and DJW. Q4, Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Gene and Taylor's negative and negative, over.
W. Good to hear everybody checking in tonight. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha, Kilo, 4, Hotel, Romeo, AK4HR. His name is Mike. His location is at home in Simpsonville tonight, Dave. Good to hear you. No traffic, no comment. 73 to you and everyone on that.
4, Echo, Delta, Whiskey, Ed and Brevard. No traffic, no comments. I'm monitoring.
Okay, the E through H group is hopping tonight. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4HKX. That's Patrick. He's our Sunday night Net Control operator. Do be sure and stop by with him 2 nights from now, and I sure appreciate it. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. And, Patrick, good to have you with us this evening, and I did enjoy our QSOs earlier in the day. KC4EZN, that's Harry. He's over in Candler, North Carolina. You sounding good, Harry, as usual. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. And KK4HXB, that's Earl and Traveler's Risk. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Earl. Hope you're going to have a wonderful weekend ahead. And N Taylor's, W4FHJ, that's Gene, sounding good this evening. Gene, hope you and what's her name across the street, Alice, have a good weekend. Hope everything's going okay with you. AK4HR, that's our first Monday night of the net, Saturday night of the month, Net Control Operator. I get that right in a minute, Mike. From Simpsonville, good to have you as tonight, Mike. Hope all's going well with you. And N4EDW, that's Ed in Brevard. Good to have you as tonight, Ed. You're sounding good. Any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, it looks like we got that group in a single pass. That was a good group. Now we're going to move on to the India Through Lima group now. The first letter in your suffix begins with an I through an L, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James, upon this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. That's where I'm going to be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
James, you might have this group all to yourself. Net Control, like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. You're sounding good. Any other stations, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a comment, and I hope everybody has a good night. 7-3.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KK4JBQ. That's Larry. Bring with him KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. Larry, I've got you down for comments, so we will be back to you in a little bit. Do appreciate you being with us this evening. Look, one last call, India through Lima. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, that's going to bring us to the Mike through Papa group. Station with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an M through a P. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, next I'd like to recognize one of our past net control operators, K4OIM. That's Walt and Emin. Good to have you with us tonight, Walt. Yes, it has been a while. You are absolutely correct, but it's good to hear you on the radio, and you're doing so much better all the time. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening, Walt, and hope you have a wonderful weekend ahead. Any other stations in the Mike Through Papa group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd, Simpsonville.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KO4PXB. That is Lloyd in Simpsonville. Good to have you with us tonight, Lloyd. It's good to hear you on the radio. It's been a while since I heard you on the radio, so good hearing your voice on the radio now. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, this is going to bring us to the patient group for a Friday night, which is the Quebec through Tango group. Station with the first letter in their suffix that begins with a Q through a T. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. Please check in Kilo 4, Sierra, Mike, Victor, Dale in Ellenborough. I'll be negative and negative tonight, but everybody have a wonderful weekend and a happy Thanksgiving.
JW. Volume down, so I don't know if I'm in order or not. Excuse me if I'm not. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. And I'll be negative and negative, sir. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Tom. W4DAW. Good day. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lane, Wingold. KO4QLD. This is Chris in Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative.
For DJW, UKQ4SYH, Kilo Quebec 4, Sierra Yankee Hotel. I'll be negative and negative, and we'll be monitoring.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KK4SMV. Sierra, Mike, Victor, that's Dale in Ellenborough, North Carolina. You sounding good, Dale. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight. And neighbor mine over here in Greer, N0TR, that's Tom. Good to have you as night, Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. And I enjoyed our QSOs earlier in the day. And KO4QLG, that's Chris all the way over in Liberty, the other side of Greenville. Good to have you as night, Chris. Hope all's going well with you and hope you're looking forward to a wonderful weekend. KQ4SYH, that's James, and he is in Simpsonville. Good to have you tonight, James. Hope all's going well with you, and do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. I see this is your first time checking in with me, so just to let you know, you may already know, but just make sure you do know, we are here every single night, 365 days a year. Appreciate you stopping by and checking in every single chance you get, and hope you have a wonderful weekend. Let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. This is Rhonda, Larry's wife. I'd like to check in Kilo Delta, Kilo Golf 4 Alpha Hotel Sierra, Rhonda, and Kilo Charlie 4 Sierra, Kilo Delta Larry. Getting ready to go kayaking, so we'll be in and out. Thank you.
OK, Okay, and that control I'd like to recognize KG4AHS. That's Rhonda bringing KC4SKD, our every other Friday night net control operator, Larry, and they are kayaking. hope you're having fun. Don't break any limbs. But hope you guys have fun. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in, Rhonda, and do tell Larry we said hello. Do we have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, that looks like that's going to wrap it up for the formal portion. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thing in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. And we'll now begin the RagChew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RagChews. And the first one and only one we've got up on the stump this evening so far is Larry KK4JBQ called W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
4DJW and everyone on the net, this is KK4JBQ. Pardon my hoarseness, it seems that just lately, it could be a bug, I don't know, but I get a little hoarse as the sun goes down. Kind of curious, isn't it? Anyway, I keep a lot of libation next to me. If anyone's not familiar with that word, I learned it within the last 10 years or so from Rush Limbaugh. He used some big words sometimes, but he was quite the speaker whenever he had something to say, mostly with words you could understand. When they weren't, like libation, he explained it for us. And just wanted to remember Rush. I believe he was a recipient of the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Is that right? Do you remember? It was not that long ago. KK4JBQ.
Well, Larry, I hate it that your voice is acting up on you. I know when I go for long periods of time without talking, like I'm at home alone, and I don't talk to the puppies, my voice gets like that too for going a long time. I've only heard one other person use that word, and that was on Two and a Half Men. I don't know if you ever watched that. Charlie's brother Alan was dating, and he offered the ladies libations. Anybody who, and they looked at him like, what are you talking about? Because they didn't have a clue what that meant. But that's the only other time I've heard somebody use that word. But it is good to hear that again. And I never listened to him. My dad used to listen to him. So I don't know what, back then I was all about work. I wasn't very much about listening to talk radio like that. I listened to talk radio on my way home from work when I worked second shift. But it was never Rush Limbaugh. It was never anything like nothing that serious, because I had a long serious day, and serious was the last thing I had on my brain when I was coming back home. That was back when I was going to school and working at the same time. So I'm not sure what kind of medals he earned. Larry, back to you. KK4JBQ W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Just leave that question open for anybody who might want to chime in. I mean, I know I can look it up, but these days, wouldn't you agree, it's best that we challenge ourselves and not look up everything. I mean, if we were a part of society at the moment, that moment in history when we're trying to recall something, and we're crying out loud, if we watch the presentation on the news, this is something that's rarely given. I suppose if you're president of the United States, you can give one every week if you want to, but it's rarely given for extraordinary accomplishments as a citizen. So why would I forget anything about that? Anyhow, also another thing that might contribute to my hoarseness is I've worked myself to the frazzles. That's another word my mama used to use, work myself to a frazzle. She never explained what a frazzle was, but my mama didn't need to explain anything to me. She used words, and they were her own words, I figured.
and I got the gist of it, you know, just related to the moment. Yeah, I got the gist of what she meant. So the last couple of days, I've discussed on another net, I think maybe it may have been Gary's net here lately. We talked until something after midnight, I think, and that was fun. That was fun. I hadn't done that in a long time. But I spoke about having washed the car, and that's something I hadn't done, you know, by hand in a while. Like a lot of folks, like maybe most folks, I don't know, if you wash your car, you take it through a car wash. You walk through the room with the glass panels, you know, and you got to see your car getting a bath, as it were. Well, that can be fun and everything, but I hadn't done this in a long time, and you lose track of some things that should be cleaned, and the car wash will get most everything. I don't know, 3-4%. I don't know what's still left, but this needed some attention, and I was going to do it personally. And it took most of the day, because I'm pretty thorough with whatever I do. Even got Donna's help, bless her heart. You know, washing the roof of a SUV, you've got to get on a ladder. So she, and I don't like ladders. Ladders don't like me, you know. I've fallen off ladders, and I've fallen down holding up a ladder while trying to transport it, and ladders just fight with me. But anyway, she held onto my belt, you know, from behind. She hung onto my belt and kept me properly balanced on the thing while I was scrubbing back and forth. And I wondered what to do. And I'll ask you what you do if you, well, what you did the last time you washed by hand. What do you use? What appliance or what did you use in the way of PBQ?
W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, every now and then, my wife does ask me to wash her car by hand. I mean, we're like you. For the most part, we run them through the car wash. But my truck and her, my truck doesn't get out much. And it has leaf imprints on it. And you can run it through the car wash, and it's not going to get those leaf imprints. Where a leaf sat on it, and the water came down, and then the sun came out, and the leaf was still sitting there. You know what I mean? The shadow of a leaf. Well, my wife's got a white car. And if a leaf stays on hers and it rains and then the sun comes out, you can see the leaf on the car long after the leaf is gone. So that's when she asked me to wash it for her. And also when I wash it for her, she wants the inside edges of the door and the door jamb washed, because usually those don't get cleaned and they get really dirty. So that was not too long ago, probably a couple of months ago. I gave her car a really good washing, and then back in the spring I gave all three, her car, my car, and the truck, a good hand washing. And I use a Rubbermaid two-step stool that won't skid, won't slip, and tennis shoes, and they won't slip when everything's wet. Because, like you said, a ladder, you got to be careful. I use a ladder for the truck. I have used a ladder for the truck, but I always use that Rubbermaid two-step stool. And that's plenty for me, and I can lean forward with resting the shirt. It's not going to kick out and me fall on the vehicle with a belt buckle and scratch the paint. But the truck, I have to do that. It's kind of like an SUV. You have to do that to get up and over it. And then I've got this bucket that's on wheels, and I've thrown two Tide Pods in there and put the bucket in the kitchen sink and put the hot water on it and fill it up with hot water. And with those Tide Pods and the hot water, it makes lots of suds. And then I have a full-size towel, full-size bath towel that I throw in that tub. And when I throw that towel up on the top of the car or the truck or the hood or the windshield or wherever it is I'm washing, it's hard to move it around, but that's what gets it clean. That gets that last 4% you were talking about. because when you run it through the car wash, it's not going to get that 4%. No matter, even if you run it through it multiple times, it's not going to get that. And I fear running it through those things too many times because it gets scratches on the car if you run it through there too much. So, yeah, Larry, same as you. I don't like, I wash it mostly going through those things, probably less than once a month. But every now and then it needs a good hand washing. I agree with you. KK4JBQ, W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
KK4JBQ. I think one of the reasons that our conversation racked you went so long when I spoke with Gary was that we just kept bringing up things that, you know, like you just did with what we do, how we do it, what we do it with. And that's helpful, you know. That's why I would listen. If there's anybody out there listening to us, that's why I would listen, just to get the benefit. It's a great benefit, I think, of what other people have done, what they've found successful. What works for one person is likely to work for another. So I started at the top also, standing on a ladder, as I said, and in using a mop. You know, that has a long handle. And it was quite good up to a point. I needed it on the roof because I needed to extend my arm about as much, you know, with an SUV, you've got to extend your reach from both sides of the vehicle, you know, all the way around to get it as clean as I like to get stuff. Because I would come back later and find things that I had missed when I took the head off of the mop. This mop made by Lieberman, I believe. Unique not because the head is removable, and you can just toss it in the washing machine if it gets dirty. You can do that 50 times, it says. But, no, that wasn't why I chose that. It was that Donna had four different kinds of mops. She has a rack in the garage for her mops. And I determined by looking at each one of them just how well it might suit the car washing thing. And this had strips of fabric. It was fabric that was kind enough that I knew it wouldn't scratch the paint on, you know, the surface of the car. It'd be neat like that. And yet when I went to washing, just the top, that's what I was going to use it for. And I brought a sponge out to use, you know, on the rest. I remembered a video on YouTube that I watched about detailing initially. Well, maybe I didn't know it was about detailing, but that's what it was about. And because I didn't understand what detailing was. It's getting down to the nut, as some people say. That's another colloquialism. Getting down to the nut. So I took the head off of this thing when I found out that I could, because the handle kind of got in the way when I was doing the sides and the tires and the, you know, all the rest of it I did with just the mop head. But the fabric of that, just strips, I'd say maybe 3/4 of an inch wide strips of fabric. And I used Dawn in the bucket. All this I got from the detailing guy. Used two buckets. Well, yeah, you can use two buckets. But I used one and a 50-foot garden hose for the rinsing. Detailers, quite often, they don't have access to water, or even if they have a place, a shop, you know, where they do it, they prefer to use their own machinery and not what you and I would use. And I never saw, and I watched several of these detailers work, they don't use water hoses for some reason. But it's cool to watch. You know, and if you've ever done it, you know what the issues are and what you run into. Well, they have solutions for that. One of them, my gracious, one of them is applying water first, of course, but then not, well, as I did, a detergent or suffocant in a bucket. They use foam. They shot, you know, a big Maserati is what he, well, what one of them demonstrated, you know, a $180,000 car. He shot it with foam. I mean, white foam, and just all over the place while it was still wet, of course, and just shot it with foam. And then took something like like a big glove, and did long strokes, not circular strokes as I did when I was a kid, but long strokes. And then rinsed that, did it again. Oh, it was just fascinating. I shouldn't go on and on about it, but it was fascinating. KK4JBQ.
W4DJW, and I believe you see me on your net. Let me take an opportunity. It's been over 10 minutes, and we'll check and see if we have got any other check-ins, and then we'll get back to it, Larry. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W. KQ4WHN, Kilo, Quebec 4, W, Whiskey, Hotel November. Mark and Greer, just listening to the conversation.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize KQ4WHN. That's Mark and Greer. Good to have you with us tonight, Mark. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. And one last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. Please check in W before ZPH. That's Whiskey Bravo 4 Zulu Papa Hotel. My name's David. I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, and control like to recognize WB4ZPH, Whiskey Bravo 4, Zulu Papa Hotel. That's David and Taylor's. You're sounding good tonight from Taylor's. David, do appreciate you taking the time to check in. And Larry, before you said foam, I was thinking about watching something. I watched somebody on a YouTube spray the whole car. It looked like with a paint sprayer. But what was coming out was foam, and it looked like that foam that they used for insulation in between 2x4s, but it wasn't. It was detergent foam, and yeah, the whole car turned white. And then I didn't pay attention to what they did after that, how they washed it. But it, that was kind of cool to see all of that soap on there at one time. But then you got to get the elbow grease out, and sometimes even with the soap in the water or the foam in the water, it still doesn't get clean. And that's what I think my dad, I remember he bought a brand new 1968 Buick Skylark. It was like marine blue. It was really a pretty car, brand new. 1968 Buick Skylark. And I remember we were living at Clemson at that time. And he used to park it under the trees at one corner of a field. I don't know if it was in Death Valley or if it was another field somewhere near there. But there were trees there, and he'd park it under it, and he'd wax it and get it all waxed up. Then we'd eat lunch while the wax was drying, and then he'd go back and rub all the wax off. And, boy, that thing got clean, and did it look beautiful. And then when water got on it, as soon as the water touched it, it just rolled right off of it. That was a beautiful car back then. Later, when I was able to drive, he taught me to drive with that car. And by that time, we were living in Taylor's. And just so that you know, I heard some people talking about paying some money to get somebody to teach their kids how to overdrive the car so that it spins out, so that they learn before they get on the road how fast you have to go around a corner to actually make the car spin out. And that was on this repeater. I heard them talking about that. I don't remember when that was, but it just made me think of that. As my dad, when I was learning how to drive, he took me to Kmart parking lot. And he said, now you get going up to like 60. It's on a Sunday morning, so there's no cars in the parking lot. And I don't think it had light poles in the middle of the parking lot. It was just big open space. And he said, you get it up to 40, 50 miles an hour cutting across the parking lot. And then you turn the wheels all the way one way. And you're going to feel what it feels like, the power slide, one of these cars, because you're going to hit the gas. And, Larry, by the time we got finished putting black marks all over the Kmart parking lot, I knew what the limits of that car was. It just reminded me of that, so I just had to tell you, Larry. KK4JBQ, W4DJW, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Wow. That reminds me of something similar. I won't characterize it because you and I are both guilty and self-incriminating. But when I was probably about that age, I'd been driving for a while, and I was on a wide open highway, couldn't see anything both ways for miles. And growing up in the mountains, and I had left the mountains by that time, seeing a road far into the distance in front of you and behind as well was something I had never seen before. So I thought, it doesn't look like there's anybody on this highway with me, so I'm going to see what's in this car, you know, just like you were doing in a fashion. And so I looked at the speedometer, and it talked to me. It says, let's see what it feels like over 100. Oh, dear me. And my one and only impression, is that I shouldn't have it over 100 miles an hour because it doesn't sound safe. It doesn't sound safe. Maybe that was seat of my britches, too, you know. If you're going that fast and something blows up, stops working, or, you know, anything out of the ordinary. And this was an older automobile, let's make that clear as well. I just shouldn't do it. But sometimes, you know, and that maybe only guys feel this way. I know there are some females that are listening, and I have to confess that I have these tendencies once in a while. I want to prove things to myself. I want to know things for myself. So you have to get involved. But you don't ever have to do it again. Especially if it didn't feel too good when you did. And so over 100 miles an hour, the car did perform. It did get up there. But I heard sounds that I had not heard before while in the car. Windows up and everything, you know. I heard sounds I hadn't heard before. I didn't want to know what they were, so I let it fall back down and finished my trip. But I do know what you mean, and I admit that I've been there, too. But some of the people I grew up with stayed there, you know. Kids that I grew up with, we built and raced go-karts. And this is very primitive stuff. This is two-by-four go-karts. And it's just what we did. We had lots of time in the summers, you know. So some of the things we do are pretty dangerous. So my parents never knew about go-kart racing. KK4JBQ. And, oh, I should apologize for going over the limit. Thank you for dropping that in there. I had an app once for my computer that gave me a warning when I was approaching 10 minutes. Somehow it left my computer. I'm looking for it now. Anyhow, KK4JBQ.
Yeah, I have that same stuff happen. Something that I used to have on there, and I knew I had it, like some pictures on a date, and I go to look at that folder and it's empty. What happened here? I have that same thing happen. I think we do things that we forget we do every now and then, though. But, or we do something that we didn't mean to do. Anyway, we built wooden go-karts as well when I was growing up. I remember distinctly how the steering column worked. It was a pipe that went through the holes in the 2x4s down to the floor, and we had cable. I think it was like 1/8-inch cable, and it was tied to each end of the front axle. And then you had to wrap one of them one way around. It come up through a pulley, and then it'd go vertical over or perpendicular to the pipe that was the steering column. And then the cable would wrap one way around it from the left side and an opposite way around it from the right side, so that when you turned the steering wheel, it would give up some cable on the side, you know, that it was going to let that wheel go out. And it would tighten up on the side that it came back in. And I remember struggling several times with that cable to get it just right so it wasn't sloppy loose or so tight you couldn't hardly turn it. But and then nails and 2x4s for the wheels to hold the wheels on. It's great. Well, we never really got hurt doing that. I had some really bad bicycle crashes, but I never really had any bad go-kart crashes. And these were all gravity-fed. Our wooden go-karts were all gravity-fed. There weren't any, like, Briggs & Stratton engines or anything like that on them. KK4JBQ, W4DJW, the Blue Ridge Team Internet.
Ours were gravity, as you say. Growing up in the mountains, you have that advantage. And I lived on a very hilly street, lots of hills. Very few, maybe just two, we call them straightaways. And that was level and some distance, you know. Everything else was either uphill or downhill. And those go-karts, they'd wear you out. They would wear you out because maybe a quarter of a mile is the longest run that we had. And that's a long time, a long way to drag a vehicle that you're pulling its weight and your own as well. But it was just so much fun anyway. It was so much fun that you didn't care. You know, you're 14 years old, you just don't care. KK4JBQ.
Well, that's how you burned off all that energy, all that spare energy that you had. That's what kept you out of trouble, doing that instead of doing things that got you in trouble. Anyway, those were fun times. I did enjoy those. But the go-kart phase didn't last too long before we got to know bicycles and 10-speed bicycles or 5-speeds with V-handlebars and a banana seat and a sissy bar. Those were lots of fun, too. I had some bad crashes with those things, but never broke any bones, but got scuffed up quite a bit. Those were fun times. I don't know that kids get out on bicycles much anymore and do stuff like that. I thought about getting the puppies that I got are old enough to where they can outrun me now. When we go outside, I have to put them on a leash because they see a squirrel and there's no way I could catch up with them. They could be gone in a heartbeat. So I thought about getting me some of those rollerblades because when they pull really, really hard. And I thought about trying some rollerblades. I tried them a long time ago, but at 67 years old, I don't know if I'd do too good on rollerblades. I thought roller skates at first, but then I thought, you know, rollerblades might even be better. But I don't know. My bones probably wouldn't flex as much as they did back then, Larry.
Trying to picture this whole thing as you were saying it. you know, and you changed the picture quite a lot from the beginning to the end. But just start at the end, maybe touch on the beginning. But if you have dogs and they're outrunning you now, you have a power team. Don't know if you have two or six of these puppies, but they could provide a lot of power. And, you know, that would be a lot of fun for them. I mean, I could understand that, you know, they have lots of energy to burn off, too. And, I've watched a few reports about the Iditarod and how the dogs that function in that kind of thing, they're very aware of how important they are. Don't ask me how, but they're cognizant of the function that they provide. And they're crazy to run and pull the sleigh. They just look so happy. And whenever they get the signal from their, the guy that's going to run with them, he's on the sleigh, of course. He's not running. But when they get a notion that it's time to be, and they're already hitched up, you know, but at some point when everything is ready to go, he gives them a signal. And it just explodes with energy and enthusiasm. And they're just happy, you know, just That's my observation anyway. They look very, very happy. So your rollerblades, better than skates probably for quick turns. I mean, you could even do it on a nice, what do you call that thing that's like a board? Skateboard, yeah. You could do it like on a skateboard. I just think that's a marvelous thing to think of. KK4JBQ.
W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Yeah, I do think about that often because it's good for them to get out and go through the neighborhood and meet the other dogs in the neighborhood and meet the other people in the neighborhood to socialize them. That's something I didn't do with Maggie, the dog that I had before these two. And I regretted not taking her out and socializing her more. But I was working all the time. I couldn't leave. I couldn't just get up and go for a walk. It was just constant phone calls and stuff like that going on, and meetings and deadlines and all of that stuff. But with these two, I'm retired. Now I can do stuff like that. I have taken them up to the Greer Park, and they've got this really long leash. I don't know, maybe 25 feet long. And then they've got 2 6-foot leashes on the end of that, one on each end. So they can't get any more than 12 feet apart from each other, but they can get like 30 feet away from me. And so we go up there, and I'd run them around in circles at the Greer City Hall Park up there in Greer. And they loved it. It's wide open spaces up there. And I'd make one of them's leash a little bit shorter than the other so that it couldn't quite catch the other one. Because if the one that was behind caught the one that was in front, they'd spin the one in front out, and then they'd both go tumbling through the grass. They're a bunch of fun to play with and to watch them as they exercise. And then everybody wants to pet them when they're there. And they're a little bit timid in the beginning, but then once they figure out this is a friendly person, they're just like wiggling and squiggling all over the place. These are little dogs. They're not big dogs. But the big dogs, like the shepherds that I used to have, yeah, they know everything that's going on. I remember I'd be working. I had a garage when I had them, and I'd be working on cars, and I'd have to go pick up a part or something like that. And as long as I was working on the cars, they were nearby, and they'd just be, you know, back then you didn't have to have leashes and all that stuff, and people weren't mean about, I mean, the way they are in neighborhoods these days. And when it was time to go somewhere, the dogs loved to go with me. So I would look at them, and then I'd stare at them for a second. And as soon as they saw me staring at them for a second, they knew things were getting serious. And then I'd stop all facial expressions, and I'd stop all body movement and everything. And they would stop, and their eyes would be locked on my eyes. And then all I would do is move my eyes from being locked on their eyes to the back of the truck. And Larry, they'd go. It didn't matter if the step side had the rails in the bed or not. They could clear that step side on that truck and land in the back of that truck, and they knew we were going somewhere. And all I did was move my eyeballs. I didn't say a word to them. I didn't crack a smile. I didn't move my hands or my arms or anything. I just moved my eyeballs to the back of the truck after having an eye lock with them, and they'd run and jump in that truck. It's like they could read your brain.
I tell you, I've never heard that so well explained. I know people who have animals and love them for one thing and work them for another thing. They're very aware of what you're talking about. There is an affinity that develops. Now, it can be planned. There can be a strategy involved or not. You know, I have cats mostly these days, and they're less concerned about you in so many ways. Dogs want to please you. Cats want to manipulate you. I'm a cat owner and a cat lover. Got my hand up now. And I don't mind being known as such because I'm a dog lover and I'm a horse lover. And, you know, I just love other creatures. other creatures that aren't as smart as people. And, you know, there are a few that approach that, maybe, but none of them that are as smart as we are. What comes with, and I'm not talking wise smart, I'm talking devious smart. There's a lot of deviously smart people. I got a brother who's that way. And so having at least, you know, in the family, having someone who is conniving that close in the family, well, you just learn certain things about them. And I learned not to associate. It rubs off on you. I declare it does. It rubs off on you. And so we had a parting ways probably, goodness, maybe 15 years ago. I haven't talked since. Now, that's the first time I've ever mentioned that. And maybe that doesn't sound like me as those people who know me, but you don't know my brother. And he's got his life, and he lives it in his way. But he can mistreat animals, I don't care what it is, because he has no concern for what's behind their eyes. And any creature that has eyeballs, and that's what clicked for me as you were explaining that your dogs watched your eyes. Well, you know, they don't have another eloquent way of